All right, so we need to now move along. And our next agenda item is going to be presented by John Olson. I hope that he's from 3D Photo Works. I hope that you all have gotten a chance to see his exhibit. It is a way of presenting art to those of us who are blind. So often we are told that we can't appreciate a work of art because we can't see it. Well, John has come up with a way that we can appreciate it. So, Mr. Olson, come up.
Thank you, Denise. You know, it's a pleasure to be here today speaking to the Illinois chapter of the National Federation of the Blind. To be up here, got my friend Joe Ruffalo on my right. I'm going to be attending his convention in a few weeks. He calls every year and gives me one of those offers I can't refuse. But I feel right at home there, just like this organization has reached out to me and kindly given me an opportunity to be here today and to speak to you. I'd like to preface what I'm about to say with an important caveat, and that is that had it not been for members of the National Federation of the Blind and leadership of the National Federation of the Blind, the technology that my company has developed to allow the blind and sight impaired to see art and photography never would have happened. It was really with the participation of people like yourselves that this became a reality. Now, I'm going to come back to that in a minute. But 8 years ago, I set out to develop a means by which members of the blind community could see art, could see photographs, and could see the visual aspects of STEM. Early on in the process, I reached out the best I could to those in the blind community that I thought I could be helpful to me in this process. Now, I'd never met a blind person before I set out on this goal. So for all intents and purposes, I picked up the Yellow Pages, the New York Yellow Pages, and looked under blind. And I found the Lighthouse for the Blind, the Xavier Society for the Blind, Catholic Charities for the Blind, and I started making phone calls explaining that I had this idea. And I'd like to show anybody who would speak with me, I'd like to show them a prototype and ask them if they could point me in the right direction as to whether this would be valuable to the blind community. So in one of my early meetings, it was suggested that I attend state conventions and show our three-dimensional prototypes to the people like yourselves that were attending. So one of the first conventions I went to was the New York State Convention for the Blind. And at that convention, as I did here yesterday and today, I brought a sample of our three-dimensional work, and as NFB convention goers came up to me, I shared with them what we were trying to do and asked them for their input. Well, one of the people who came up that day said to me, "You know, I really think you have something here." He said, "I'd like to extend an invitation to you to come to Baltimore and meet with my team." Well, his name was Mark Riccobono, and he would about soon become president of the National Federation of the Blind. So I visited Baltimore, I brought some examples, and I met with Mark, and I met with Ann Taylor, at that time director of Access Technology, and one other person. Now, for any of you who know Ann Taylor, you know that in a meeting with Ann Taylor, you know where you stand right from the beginning. There's no gray area. And that works very well with me because I understand yes, I understand no. I don't understand some of the subtleties in business today. And Ann said to me, look, you've really got something here. And then she gave me some really good advice on what she thought it required. And we moved forth together. And it was from there that the Federation became very supportive of what we were doing. A year later, we went to our first national convention and invited 10 Federation members to join focus groups to tell us about their blindness, to tell us about the importance of art and photography in their lives. And then we asked them to experience a prototype and give us input. From there, we invited four members of that group to become technical advisors to us. And over the last 2 years, we've worked very closely together to take this product to where it is today. So what we've developed is a process by which we take any two-dimensional image, we convert this to 3D data, and once we've captured that data, we send it to a machine that sculpts that data from a block of substrate. Just as a sculptor will make a piece of art, we do that, but we have a machine that does that for us. And once that's been sculpted, we then print the image on top of it. So our art not only is intended to serve the blind community, but the sighted as well. Our goal is to create a worldwide network of museums, science centers, and institutions. Now that a technology exists that can make art and photography available to the world's blind population, we seek to make a worldwide network that's willing to serve this community. Now, some people say that's a big goal. I've never perceived it that way. I believe it's a very achievable goal, and I believe it's one that as museums and science centers learn what's available to them, they will embrace that. Now, earlier this year, we had our international debut at a museum called the Canadian Museum for Human Rights. When they called me, I'd never heard of them. I looked at them on the internet, and they're a very new museum, a lot of young people, really anxious to make a difference. A beautiful building in Winnipeg. And it was there in February of this year that we had our international debut, an exhibit called Sight Unseen. It was photographs made by blind photographers. Very successful. In May of this year, my company exhibited at, and I spoke at, the American Alliance of Museums conference in Washington, D.C., and it was there where thousands of museum professionals were introduced to this process. Now, nothing in the museum business moves quickly. They work in lead times of 18 months, 2 years. But following our May introduction, we began to receive inquiries from museums interested in incorporating tactile art in their cities. Interestingly enough, the majority of this contact is from museums outside of the United States. We've had three contacts from Dubai, Germany, Austria, the Philippines, Mexico, and some in the United States. The Smithsonian National Air and Space is testing the product right now. a museum in Texas, started a crowdfunding campaign to raise $25,000 to bring art to their blind community. I went there, I spoke to their donor base. I spoke for about 7 minutes. I was the last speaker. 20 minutes after I finished, one of the organizers came up to me and said, well, we've just raised half of the money. I said, I wished I could have been so successful when I've tried to raise money for myself. Has never been the case. But there is a movement in the process. It's through people like those of you in this room that can help make this happen. To date, we have the Mona Lisa, we have Vincent van Gogh's Dr. Gachet, we have the iconic painting of George Washington crossing the Delaware completed, and a number of other ones in the works. So what I'd like to share with you is first say thank you for being a member of this organization. And if anyone feels that this can be valuable to their organization, to their museum, or their science center in their city, you can help us. You can take my business card. I'm going to ask you at the end of my speaking. If you're interested, raise your hand. I'll come by. I'll give you my business card. Next week, when you have a minute, call your museum. Ask to speak to the curator of education and tell them what you learned here. Tell them about what we do. Tell them you're a member of the blind community and that there's a technology now available that can make art and photography available to you and your friends. I want to thank you very much for allowing me here today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I hope that in a year or 2 years, should I come back, should I be invited back, that you can take me to the museum that you introduced our work to. And thank you very much. And anybody who'd like a business card, just raise your hand and I'll come by.
I've